In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's Gospel reading that we've just heard is fascinating and intriguing on many levels, about the nature of authority and how we might respond to it, about the character of intercessory prayer, asking for the healing of someone else. There's even what you might call a multicultural element too, where three groups who usually don't seem to get on, Romans, Jews, and Jesus, actually work together after the healing of the slave. But there's another aspect to this gospel reading that I want to reflect on this morning, and that is around worthiness and welcome. Worthiness and, perhaps a better word, hospitality. On worthiness, the Jews say to Jesus about the centurion who wants his slave healed, he is worthy of having you do this for him. Yet when the centurion sends a message to Jesus, he says, I am not worthy. And then on welcome or on hospitality, Jesus starts off to go to the centurion's house, but the centurion says he cannot receive him in his house because of his, the host's, unworthiness. There seems to be a connection here between worthiness and hospitality. Now, we may think this is more down to the etiquette and religious sensibilities of 2,000 years ago, but still this issue of worthiness and hospitality speaks today. There are people who consider themselves unworthy, for example, even to enter a church. We may not understand it, but people feel it. There are those who consider themselves unworthy to engage in society. Other people who consider themselves unworthy of love or joy or hope. Or perhaps they feel unworthy to receive time or interest from other people. And then there are those who feel unworthy about receiving guests. What will they think of my house? If only we lived somewhere bigger, more splendid, more glamorous, delete as applicable, then perhaps we would be worthy to receive guests. Hospitality and worthiness works out in situations today. And we have to ask ourselves, who is more or less worthy, the host or the guest? How do we treat a guest? What does it mean for us to be a guest? The letter to the Hebrews reminds us, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without even knowing it. It's in a gracious welcome and hospitality that we can show a guest just how worthy they are. But welcome is not just about saying hello to someone and thinking that's that. A good motto I once came across goes like this. Welcome is what happens after we have said hello. Welcome is what happens after we have said hello. In other words, it's not just enough to acknowledge a visitor or guest at the door. That's the first step, and perhaps a superficial one. True welcome, true hospitality, is about taking the guest as they are and enabling them to feel at home. Christian hospitality always supposes that the guest is Christ himself. An example of this comes from the rule of St. Benedict for monks, when he says, let all guests who arrive at the monastery be received like Christ, for he is going to say, I came as a guest, and you welcomed me. Later, Benedict writes, "In the reception of the poor and of pilgrims, the greatest care and solicitude should be shown, because it is especially in them that Christ is received." Benedict is making a connection between worthiness and welcome. Christ is most present, he suggests, in those who seem least worthy of a good welcome. And this worthiness and hospitality is three-dimensional. It's about ourselves, it's about our own homes, it's even about our country. So it's personal, domestic, and national. And we have to ask ourselves as individuals, as perhaps part of a family, and certainly as part of a nation, who do we welcome? Who do we welcome into our midst? How do we show those whom we welcome that they really are worthy to be with us? We might reflect too, who welcomes us? How are we made to feel worthy? This all has a direct bearing on our own actions. That's why we might say it's an ethical question. How do we as a nation give worthiness and hospitality to those who come to this country as migrants, either as refugees or asylum seekers? If we say, yes, you can come in through the border agency, what's our real welcome going to be like? Are we ready to give a welcome beyond the hello? A welcome that may be hard work for us as the hosts and not without cost. Are we ready to give them a welcome that says hospitality and worthiness is profoundly important, be that in the provision of healthcare or housing or social care, education or jobs? This is where our faith strikes directly at how we live our lives day by day, not what we get involved in the church, but how we're Christians day by day. In the places where we spend our time, in our homes, in our schools, in our workplace, wherever it may be, we need to ask ourselves, how do I receive the stranger? How do I receive that new person at work? How do I receive that difficult person who I'd rather avoid? The answer to those questions is a measure of how we are Christian day to day. And it applies to our church life too. It applies here, now, today, in this very cathedral. To how many people, and I'll ask the question of myself, but you might want to apply it to you as well. To how many people, I ask myself, do I say hello, but never really seek to know better, never seek to know deeper, never really welcome to this place? Because welcome isn't just about receiving someone onto your territory. The territory is always shared. Shared between the guest and the host. And very often the host has to change. We know if we're sitting at our dining room table, for example, and another person comes, well, we all have to budge up. We all have to change and accommodate the guest. And that's why welcome is costly. It demands from us that we give up something of ourselves, something of our own preferences. It means we have to go the extra mile, going beyond the superficial hello. And welcome isn't just about receiving. It's about seeking too. Seeking out who the guest really is. Helping them know that they are someone worthy to be loved. Welcome, as if they were really Christ himself. That centurion felt unworthy to welcome Jesus and offer him hospitality. But that centurion was shown the gift of worthiness because Jesus took him seriously, paid attention, and met one of his deepest needs, the healing of the slave. In that encounter, we learn that no one, not even a hated oppressor, not even a slave, is beyond the worthiness of God. Everyone is worthy. Everyone should be shown hospitality should they wish to receive it. Seems to me that one of the pressing priorities of the church today is to declare and live out the worthiness of all people such that they are ready to receive the hospitality of God. And there are those of us in this building this morning who need to know that too. We need to know that when we say, "I am not worthy," we are teetering on the threshold of refusing God's hospitality. That's why, like the centurion, we need to go on to say from our sense of unworthiness, "But Lord, only say the word and I shall be healed. Only say the word and I will be worthy." It's put like this in the traditional prayer, the prayer of humble access. "We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness," I paraphrase now, "in our own worthiness, but we trust in your great and manifold mercies." In other words, as we come to you, Lord, you make us worthy. Both those lines, "I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed, and we do not presume to come to this thy table," are both lines from our preparation for Holy Communion, which is for us the ultimate act of hospitality of God. In receiving Holy Communion, we receive Christ. And as we receive Christ, we are declared to be worthy and shown to be worthy. Worthy for Jesus Christ to come under the roof of our lives in word and sacrament and in the power of his Holy Spirit. Curiously, perhaps, the proper name for the piece of bread placed into your hands at Holy Communion is the host. So you might just ask yourselves now, who is the guest? Who is the host? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.